Hey guys, Robert here. Jack and I often talk about the audio dramas we produce here at Seven Lamb Productions. And if you'd like to check one of them out, there is one that's based on my walk. It's called Story. Jack plays the main character. I play a supporting role. And I'm going to play a clip of this podcast called Story at the end of this episode of Across America. So just stick around and you can hear a special clip. You can also go to sevenlamb.com and check out all the other audio dramas we produce. Thanks, and enjoy the next episode of Across America.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Across America, episode 38, with your hosts, Jack Austin and Robert Lamb.
Hey.
Feed in the applause after that.
Do you? Oh, you want me to applause?
No, no. Feed in with the sound effects.
I'm not hungry. You said
there's a bunch of people
in.
Here.
Feed in?
Yes.
But I'm not. I already ate before this, so...
And here are your hosts, Jack Austin and Robert Lamb.
Hello. Do I need to say something else, or I don't understand?
Just like this is like 30 people. Okay. It's 31. All right.
there you go. Perfect intro.
Yeah, it was good.
We should do that every time, like verbatim.
Do the Ed McMahon Star Search opening?
Yeah. And then do it where I'm confused and then you clap.
Yeah.
But like every single time, the exact same. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Like not another teen movie where you just have to clap.
Right.
Find the right spot. Okay, so where are we?
Last time we left young Robert, he had just entered the country of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
You and that Kodiak bear made friends after stopping those...
And a lot of people think, like, it's...
Roadside.
Do you know why they call it a Kodiak beer?
Walt
bear?
Guys.
Bear.
Yeah.
Why? Takes good pictures?
No.
Why?
You dingus.
That's like an old reference, right?
Because they're from the Kodiak River Mountains.
The River Mountains?
Yeah, dude. Don't you have an encyclopedia?
The mountains that are...
The Mountain of Kodiaka.
Oh. Wait. Of Kodiaka?
Yeah.
The country of Kodiaka?
Yep.
Okay.
Listen,
that's near Russia.
I swear to God, if you don't get on track with the story,
you're gonna what?
I'm gonna ask you politely to start.
Oh, okay.
Talking.
I'm sorry,
about
dude. Don't do that, please. Anything but that, Jack.
Good sir.
No, stop. Okay, I'll get to the story. Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Kind regards.
Stop. I'm going. So last we left off, I was in Salem, Missouri. Again, not Salem witch trials and not the capital of Oregon.
Stop asking.
Yeah,
it's not there.
Guys, the tweets and the emails and the Facebook update, like we get it.
Please.
Stop.
Listen
stop,
to stop, the stop, episodes.
Stop. Yeah,
we are not talking about the GD witch trials.
I don't know how clear we can make this. We're just not talking about
that. He sees one witch and you guys think it's Salem from the witch trials.
It's not. There could be witches in other Salems. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And other towns.
Did you think about that?
No.
You only think about yourself.
And you know what? This is, all right, this is the section where we gripe, right? Because I got some gripes, Jack, about these tweets. They're just tweeting without really doing their research.
Do they even, the reckless tweeting is becoming more and more prevalent in the audio podcasts genres of the world. People are just tweeting like crazy.
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous. You don't even think before you tweet.
No.
And it's just like, come on.
They hit that tweet button and they're just like, you know what? I don't care who sees this.
It really grinds my gears,
it does.
I must say.
That's terrible, Robert.
Yeah, I know.
I wish our listeners,
mm-hmm.
the millions of listeners out there, would really be a lot more responsible with their tweets.
I mean, hopefully. Anyways, that's our section where we gripe. Obviously,
yeah,
if you've been listening
thing.
To this podcast,
I've actually got a message that was sent to us by one of these ballsy fans of ours. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
They were like, "Dear Jack and Rob, I love the show. I think you guys are so funny." The nerve.
He said that?
She said that.
She said that.
Yeah. Sorry. Doesn't always have to be a he.
Was it sexist of me to just assume? Sexist. I thought you said he. No. But maybe that was just my sexist mind playing
That's
tricks
on me. Just your dirty mind.
Well, you know what? Unfriend.
Yep.
I don't know if we were friends with him or he was just tweeting at us. She.
Jesus Christ.
I can't stop.
Get it out of your head.
I can't stop.
This wonderful person who took the time to compliment us. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
Take it down the road.
Yeah. We don't need that.
No.
We don't want negative publicity and we don't want positive publicity.
No.
We just listen to it.
We just want
and
publicity.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just listen to this.
Just listen to the
and
podcast.
Do not comment.
Don't tell anyone. If anybody asks you what you're listening to.
Although, hold on one second, really quick. Guys, I just want to plug this early on. If you can, please rate and review on iTunes.
Rate and review five stars, please.
Five stars. And then if you want to leave a comment, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Do not compliment us on Twitter.
Yeah.
We hate it.
Five star compliments anonymous.
Yeah. Yes. Please. All right. So that was the gripe section.
Again,
right?
Thanks again, Mrs. Lamb.
Thanks, Ma. One day we'll get my mom on this podcast.
That would be delightful.
No, I don't know. No, I know my mom's probably going to listen to this and be like, why doesn't he want me on the podcast?
No, that's what she sounds like. We do want you on the podcast.
I love my mom. It's just, I feel like she's gonna just embarrass me, Jack.
Mrs. Lamb?
She's going to embarrass me.
I give you free reign, as you already have. You don't even need me to give that to you.
I know.
You can discipline Robert on the air. You can yell at him. You can yell at me.
Yeah. Well, she will.
That'd be great.
Especially if you curse. She hates cursing.
Oh, boy.
And we do a lot of cursing.
We probably do.
I don't know.
I tried to watch my cursing for a solid week.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of shoots.
Right.
A lot of
gosh darn.
And it sounded like I was just trying to be funny.
Yeah. Because it's kind of funny. You go the other way. Like, remember when cursing used to be funny and now it's just like, you do it all the time. You're just used to it. So
yeah.
Yeah. So now, gosh darn it.
So you go into that, you mother heckin' shoot, and it's like you already built it up with the mother. They knew what was coming.
Yeah, they knew what you wanted to say. You're like when TBS needs to tone down an R-rated movie, and they just throw in some like,
yippee-ki-yay, you suckers.
You salami flinger you. Like, they just pick random words.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love that, too. That would be a great job.
Yeah, just trying to pick up words.
Yeah,
to like fill in the R-rated gaps.
It's like, what are we gonna do with this one? This was a softcore porn set in a biker bar.
Dude, no, I remember Tremors. There's like one part in Tremors where Kevin Bacon like puts up the bird and goes, "F you," but they changed it and he went, "Screw you." But you can see the F, like the F is coming out. But I thought that was a decent one.
Is the middle finger still there?
I think it was. I don't think they blurred it out. So it's like, you know.
You knew what he was doing.
Yeah. All right. So let's get back to this now that we've wasted some time. That was the gripe section and our TV talk.
Yep.
So now we're back onto the actual walk.
Now we're making up segments.
Yeah. New segments every
week. Next segment is going to be our bath and body products brought to you by Robert Lamb.
Yep. You want to see my new body wash?
I want to see it in action.
Well, I was just going to say, that was a verb. That was me, like, kind of describing what I was going to do.
Cool.
My new body washing.
So you're in Salem.
Yep.
And the cop is still in the shower laughing at you.
Yep. He's still there. No, after, I think I talked about how I stayed at the one motel. It was called the Ranch Motel. And the lady who owned the motel, not the one working the front desk, she was just like, yeah, you can stay here. You can stay in the corner room. It's like a bigger room. And she's like, the Wi-Fi is really good. So I was doing homework there. Then she called me down because she looked at my blog. And she's like, okay, you're telling the truth. Like, I believe you that you're walking across the country. And she's like, you can stay here as long as you want. And I won't charge you anything. And I was like, are you sure? She's like, yeah. I'm like, well, I really just need like 2 days. And she's like, okay. So I stayed there for 2 days. I ended up just staying in the room. And I was like, it was like when we first got our thesis for like school, and I'm like, I'm just going to try to get this done so I don't even have to worry about it later on. I'm going to try to get like most of it done. It's like a 42-page thesis.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's all I did. So I sat in the room after 2 days because I realized I wasn't really like, I was kind of procrastinating. I would watch TV like a lot of the time because, you know, why
you don't
not?
Have
I'm just
it
relaxing.
Any other
time? Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, I'm just going to do that. And I started like, I got like maybe 10 pages summarized and stuff. I was like, you know, I'm not going to get this finished. So I asked him, like, hey, is it okay if I stay like one more day? And she's like, you can stay as long as you want. I really don't care. She's like, but if you want your sheets changed or you need more like
freeloader
stuff, yeah. She's like, just let us know and we'll change the stuff. I'm like, okay, sounds good. I ended up staying a week. I was there for a week, like five nights. But I got my whole thesis done. Yeah. So like nearly 42 pages. And every night, her or some of the people who worked in the motel, hold on, I'm getting to it. It's not going to be that weird. Every night they would bring me food.
Okay.
And they would just leave it on like one time somebody
This
knocked.
Is Argento. He would like to eat assorted fruits off of his body.
Oh, is that a weird thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I did it.
Yeah.
A lot.
I know.
No, one time they like knocked on the door. And like I went to the door, and I literally hear laughing and like running away. And I'm like, what the heck was that? And I look down. There's just like Subway like on the ground. And I'm like, oh, cool. And then like I went down and like thanked them. But there was like, yeah. But they would bring, she brought me like steak. And one time she's like, we're going to go get Mexican. Do you want us to bring you something back? I'm like, sure. So they brought me back a tiny Mexican.
Whoa, no way.
I thought you might make that
this
joke.
This is
going to
be a nice little Don Quixote Sancho Panza trip for the rest of the the podcast.
It was great. No, but they brought me back like enchiladas and stuff, and I was like, "This is awesome." So, you know, I was working on my
stay here.
And, yeah, I'm like, you know what? I can live here. This would be nice.
Live like this forever.
No, but the lady was named Kim, and she really liked the idea of my walk, and she had a son that was like my age, and she said he was kind of confused about what he wanted to do with his life and stuff, and she kept asking me questions. She's like, did you know you wanted to do this? And like, she's like, I think it's cool that like you're doing something and setting off to do it regardless of like what it really means to you or other people. It means something to you, and that like it's just a challenge and you're gonna see it through,
right?
I was like, yeah. She's like, because I told her, I'm like, I'm not really like, I'm trying to finish up school. But I was never like, I never really liked college that much. I never liked school that much. I always did well, but I never liked it.
Yeah.
So she's like, yeah. She's like, my son's kind of like thinking about that kind of stuff. And she's like, well, if you want, you can come over and I'll make a home cooked meal and stuff. And I'm like, sure. So I went one night and met her son and her husband and everything like that.
Please,
like,
Sir Robert, take him as your ward.
Yeah.
Finish the trip with him.
Yep. So,
this mic falling apart?
Yeah, yeah. You all right over there?
I love it.
Okay. So yeah, like I stayed there for 5 days, and then one day she actually drove me around town to like show me. She's like, do you want to like get out of the motel room? Like, I'll show you around town. There's not much to see, but we have some fisheries here.
You
like,
cool. You go to get in the car and all your shit's in the back seat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, get in and show you around town.
Just kicks me
the
out.
Fuck out.
Yeah. Get
sorry.
Dude.
Sorry.
Get the
shoot out.
Yeah. Okay. The shoot. That doesn't
get
fit.
The poop out.
That's better.
Oh, that was disgusting.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
I know. So it was funny though. Like after that, she showed me around. She showed me like some fisheries and stuff like that. And then I went to her house. And they own like a big, like yard with like it wasn't. I guess it was like a. I don't know. It was like farmland, but they owned all that. And then she owned the motel and all that stuff. So they had money. They were like well off. Their house was really nice. And everything like that. But she said that there's a lot of... This is a story I was going to bring up.
Okay.
When I talked to her, I don't remember how it came up, but she said something like... She was talking about small towns, and we talked about... For some reason, we got on the subject of race, which we've talked about on this podcast and stuff like that, because a lot of these small towns are like, you know, like a lot of predominantly white families... Living among. Now, Salem's a little bit bigger. She said it had like 1,000 people maybe or something. And she's like, she asked me how many people are in St. Pete because I told her that's where I was from. And I was like,
about
it's about
1,000.
A little less maybe. 10 or more. I don't know. But I was like, oh, it's a lot more than that. I didn't know exactly. I'm like, but it's got to be at least over 100,000. It's like 250,000 or something like that. So I looked it up, told her. She's like, oh my God. She's like, how do you do it with that many people? And I'm like, I'm just used to it. She's like, I can't. She's like, I've only been to one big city, and that's LA. And she's like, and we went to LA one time, and we were talking about like races, and she's like, honestly, she's like, there's only white people live in Salem. She's like, there might be like a couple of Asian people I know, but not like mostly predominantly white. Right. And she's like, are like, where you're from, is it the same way? I'm like, no. It's a large city. Yeah, like there's all kinds of people.
I'd say it's about even, man.
I think it is really now. Is. Like St. Pete. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, but it was funny because she was like, I'm not trying to say I'm racist or anything. She's like, I just find it weird.
She had to clarify.
Yeah, I'm like, no,
I'm not
I understand.
Racist, but
no, but she told me that she said that she went to
I'm kidding,
lady. L.A. Yeah, just in case she's listening.
Yeah, she is.
She went to L.A. with her husband, and she said that when they went to L.A., they were driving, I think, the wrong way on like a they took a wrong turn and got onto a boardwalk.
Right,
and they said like this. This black guy approached him and was like yelling at him. And she said, I was really scared. She's like, because I never met a black person before. Like I never
met one.
Yeah. I never talked to anybody that was black or a different color or anything. So she's like,
my first interaction here is terrifying.
I know. So she just sees this black guy yelling at her, but she was like, but he wasn't doing it like in a mean way. He was telling us like, turn around. You're on the wrong, like you can't
side
pull here. Yeah. So they turn around. She's like, and I felt like really bad about that. Like having that feeling. I was like, no, I understand that because you know, you're not used to it. And like, I get it. So I was like, I understand. She's like, yeah. She's like, but she's like, I think it's awesome that like, I wish that Salem had a little bit more diversity here. And I was like, yeah, I can understand that. She's like, because there are racist people who live around here too. I'm like, I think you're going to get that with any group.
Go.
If there's like a predominant group, like I feel like you're just going to get that if they're not like,
of course,
around other people. But it was like a weird interaction. Like
it's
I had
bound
with her
to happen.
Talk about it.
It's bound to happen. You're going to, you know, if there's a predominant race or whoever wrote I love penis on your notes here.
that's a different story.
There's another one that says glory holes are Robert's favorite.
That is not
anyway
me. That was somebody who was recording here and just decided to write all over my notes.
We're gonna jump out of that whole race topic and go straight to whoever wrote like on your notes
this stuff. Yeah,
yeah, it's
thanks.
You know, it is what it is. I don't think it's as prevalent as it used to be. Mm-mm. I think racism is now something completely different than what it used to be.
Oh, yeah. But I still think it's there. And I thought it was weird that she brought it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like,
it was. Like, yeah, because
what
know.
Do you think, city boy?
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know what you feel on racism.
But after that, there was a there's like the reason why I was also staying there was because there's a lot of storms coming through. And there's this small path, like a two-lane road that went through this section of woods, and it had no shoulder, and that's why she was saying like, don't leave until there's like, it's not going to rain anymore, because the roads are really slick and there's no shoulder, you're like, it's really dangerous. So I waited until I finished my thesis, and I waited till the storms passed, and when I went on the road, she's like, if you want, I can like keep the cart and you can just walk freely without the cart. That way you don't have to walk in the center of the road. Like you can kind of walk a little on the side. And I'm like, yeah, I'm like, but I don't want to put you out and like make you drive the cart to me 25 miles from here. And she's like, no, she's like, I'll do it for you until you get to whatever highway was intersecting. So it was actually like 50 miles.
Shit.
And I was like, are you sure? And she's like, yeah. So actually the first day I walked about 25 miles through this section of road that was like a winding road through the woods.
And you never saw her again.
And and she took my shit.
like, she took all your shit. My stuff. Your poop. Yeah. Took all your poop.
All of it. So then, when I finally, there's a campground in the center. And she, and when I reached the campground, she met me there, dropped off my cart. And she's like, there you go. She goes, if you want, I can do this for you again the next day. So I'm like, okay. So she came back the next day and she's like, yeah, they're running the motel. They got it. It's good. So I'm like, okay. So she took my cart again. But then the next day when she drove 50 miles to like bring my cart back. She's like, but do you want to? She's like, this is probably as far as I'm going to go. She's like, but if you want, since I got to head home anyways, you're welcome to spend the night on our couch and just I'll drive you back in the morning. So I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'll take that. So she drove me back, spent the night on her couch. She brought me back to that spot.
Yeah.
And then dropped my card off, and she gave me like a gift card, $50 gift card to like Walmart, or not Walmart, but like just a American Express one or something. And she's like, all right, take care. And she's like, I hope that helped. And I was like, yeah, definitely. So I took off after that. And she said, if I ever come back through that way, that I have a place to stay. So
there you go, man.
You know what I mean?
So well, it's not podcasting too bad. Doesn't work out for you.
I can live in a motel in Salem. But, you know, with all the witches, I don't know if I can do that.
Jesus.
Oh, no. Right. Now I'm doing it.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for episode 38 of Across America with your hosts, Jack Austin and Robert Lamb.
That's the Doug theme. Oh, I thought you were doing the Doug theme. Now a clip from Story.
The animals stomping around our tent. Liz tapped on our tent door. At least I hoped it was Liz.
You guys hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm too drunk for this.
I'm too high for this. What if it's a wolf?
Let's just stay calm.
I can't stay calm. I'm nervous as fuck. Why did I smoke? I knew better than that. Never smoke when you sleep in the woods. Damn it, Anders. Why don't I listen to myself?
What are you doing?
I'm putting on my shoes.
For what?
I'm gonna make a run for it.
A run for it? Where?
To the road.
Anders, no!
Calm down.
I don't want to get eaten by a bear.
I don't think it's a bear.
Okay, a wolf. Whatever, bear, wolf.
I don't think it's a wolf either.
Moose, whatever it is.
Moose don't eat people.
I know what a moose is. I'm running.
John, don't let him do that. Anders, you idiot. You're going to hurt yourself.
I'm doing it.
No, Anders.
Anders unzipped the tent and burst out.
Anders!
I chased Anders through the wooded area. Even though he stumbled, he was able to run fast. He reached the fence and jumped over. I heard the animal behind me running. Holy shit, it was right behind me. It was chasing me. What the hell was it? I reached the fence and lunged. I launched myself over the fence and fell face first into the dirt and grass.
Holy shit. Look.
Oh my god. A horse. It was a fucking horse.
Another horse trotted up. We were camped out in private property, so it wasn't that odd. Most of the land around here was farmland.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry, John. I panicked.
Story is currently in its first season, so if you'd like to check it out, you can go to iTunes or Stitcher, or go to 7lamb.com. That's the number 7, LAMB.com. This has been a 7 Lamb production.